Hi, is this Charles?
Yes.
Hi, Charles. It's Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good, Nicole. How are you?
Pretty good. Is this still a good time for you?
Yes, ma'am. You?
Okay, great. Yeah, it's perfect.
Okay. Hi, good, good. And you're on the West Coast?
Yes, West Coast. So it's still pretty early over here.
Yeah, it's pretty good. That's nice.
Yeah.
We're on the East Coast, so it's...
Perfect. Well, it looks like you had requested information on our working capital program.
Yes.
And we do have a few different programs. Was there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
Yeah, well, actually working capital. So right now we're in an expansion mode.
Okay.
So we're 6 years old.
Okay.
We're looking to add a second location.
All right.
And we are coming out of a franchise agreement. So we've been out of it for a year. We stayed steady. Actually had a little bit of an increase in both sales and profitability.
Okay.
And we're contemplating taking on a second location.
Okay.
So we had a couple people offer us loan options.
Okay.
Most of them are about the same range. We just wanted to see what you guys had because yours were a little more unsecured and out longer periods of time. So I just wanted to see kind of what your rate would be and what would be required to obtain those.
Sure. Now, what does your business do exactly?
We are a swimming pool retail install and service company.
Okay. And do you feel like you are year-round or seasonal?
Well, we are definitely seasonal in New Jersey. So we are definitely a downtime between – we're down only 3 months based on our construction because we do build pools. So we're down December, January, and February.
Okay.
But those 3 months, we do still generate about $20,000 to $30,000 a month in revenue.
Okay. Perfect. Was there an amount you were looking for?
Well, we've taken a couple offer based on expansion. We're looking in the $200,000 to $250,000 range.
Okay. And you had said you've had the business for 6 years, but you just came out of the franchise agreement 1 year ago. Okay. Perfect. And are you the sole owner over there?
I do have a partner. He's sitting next to me.
Okay. Is it 50-50 or?
51-49, so pretty much 50-50.
Okay. Are you 51 or are you 49?
I am 51.
Okay. Perfect. What is your time frame for getting the funding?
We're in a time frame of about roughly a month.
A month, okay. So you have a little bit of time here.
Yeah, we're looking at options to see what our best plan is. Credit line.
Yeah.
Instant line of credit through, like before we've taken loans to improve based on credit card sales, but this one came across with a little bit more of an extended option. I just don't know what the rates are going to be, so I need to know kind of where I'm going to be with that.
Okay. Do you have a working capital loan right now?
I do, but it's going to expire this week.
Oh, okay. And who was that through? And what was the loan amount on that?
It was through Swift Capital. It was for $75,000. I'm sorry, it was for $60,000. We paid back $75,000.
It was $60,000 you paid back. Okay. And was that pretty short term? Because I think they usually do...
It was 12 months.
Okay.
And was billed, they took it weekly
out of
the account.
Okay, got it. Perfect. And you had mentioned a line of credit previously.
Yes.
Do you have a line of credit right now?
I do not.
Okay. Have you tried to get one through local bank?
I have. The only issue with the line of credit is that the line of credit is a little bit tough because we are younger. We're only 6 years in. The business is still trying to establish credit.
Yeah.
So they're looking more at the personal end of it, not the business end of it.
Right.
And it makes it a little bit tougher because personally it was a little bit tough, but the business is strong.
Right.
So, you know, that's why we get the other loans, which we're okay with paying a higher interest rate in order to do what we need to do.
Yeah.
But we're trying to actually establish business credit, not personal credit anymore.
Yeah. Well, this says all of our loans are business loans, so they do go on your business credit. We offer equipment financing, working capital. We do do some secured loans with large assets as well. So we do have a lot of different products, but it would go on your business credit, which is nice because it does build build that credit
that's
for you.
Exactly what we're looking for, to build the personal credit. I mean, we have assets. We have inventory assets. We have vehicle assets. And we have some capital assets as well.
Okay, perfect. So, let's see here. Was there an ideal... Oh, you were looking for 2 to 250. Okay. What did the business do for gross revenue last year?
$1.6 million.
Okay. And what are you on track to do this year?
The same, 1.6. We're pretty much the same. We're slightly higher, but let's just say 1.6 to be safe.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So in terms of our programs, do you and your partner have pretty good credit, or is it excellent? Is it fair? Where do you...
It's fair. Fair is good. Fair is a good assessment of that.
Okay. Is it in the 600s?
We're both in the 600s.
Okay. Anything we should know about in terms of, say, tax liens, bankruptcies, judgments, anything like that?
No. Mine have been resolved. That's been one of the hiccups for the company, but mine was all personal way back.
Okay.
They've all been resolved.
Okay, great.
Might still show, but that's the government. I can't help that.
Okay.
But I have the documentation to show that they've been resolved.
Perfect. Yeah, that's all we would need to see.
Okay.
So typically we can lend about 10 to 15% of the yearly gross revenue of the business.
Okay.
So I think you're going to fall right in that range of what you're looking for. And the programs do range from anywhere from 3 months out to a couple of years. I do have some programs that go out to 3 years, but I think...
I don't necessarily want to go 3. I would be more in the two year range would be ideal for us.
Year and a half to two
would be great.
Okay, good. So that's kind of where we would be. The rates really just range anywhere from 10 cents on the dollar to if we're doing it over 18 months, I've seen it. We'll use a rate factor, but I'll see the APR convert to about 18% to 25% on an 18-month term. And if you do it over 24 months, that APR would go down. And then all of our programs, you could pay the loans off early and get a discount.
Okay.
So it's about 10 cents on the dollar, and it goes up from there depending on the term you end up choosing. So we'll approve you for the largest amount of money in the longest term, and then we can work backwards and give you different options to see what's going to make the most sense for the business.
Okay.
And we do have monthly, weekly, and daily options. It's just going to depend on what our underwriter approves us for.
Okay. I would like to either be in weekly or monthly. I don't like daily.
Okay.
I do weekly, which is fine. But I'm not a big fan of daily just because it's a lot for my accounting on the QuickBooks.
Right. Yeah, and we can definitely request that for you. So I think what would be best is if I can email you what we need to issue an approval with some different options.
Okay.
Okay. And I have your email address.
Okay.
Did you email me back? You left me a message. Okay.
Yeah, I left you a message. I did the online request. And
okay.
I got it.
Because I have Charlie at roundbirdpools.com.
Yeah.
Perfect. So I'll send you what I need. It'll be six 6 months business bank statements, your most recent tax return, and then a one-page application. And then we can usually have some options for you within a day.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much it. Did you guys need any equipment before the end of the year?
Not before the end of the year. We're actually just trying to get our options together. We haven't made any decisions on what we're going to do.
Okay.
So we're looking at anywhere from 10% to 24%. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, anywhere in that range, I would say. Yeah.
Okay. So the longer we go out, the higher it's going to be.
The longer it goes out, the more you pay back in interest, like most loans.
Right.
Not necessarily all the programs, but usually you'll pay back a little bit more. But you'll see the APR is lower because now you're extending that loan out a longer term. So it really just depends on what's going to make the most sense for the business.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. But I will go ahead and email this to you, and then if you have any questions, please let me know.
Okay. That sounds fair.
Okay. Thanks so much, Charles.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.